for me, you know, being a Filipino who invested in such a high ticket course, especially in a mastermind, we want to make sure, you know, when we're operating from a standpoint of, okay, I have to make this work because this was worth a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But the moment that I shifted that perspective to, I have to make this work because there's a mission tied to this. And the reason why I invested here is because I wanted to expand that mission. So if you're tied to, you know, something deeper than just return on investment, then, you know, it's going to reap benefits for you. It's such a powerful thing for us to shift our perspective from the monetary result to the actual impactful results that we can do.
This episode is brought to you by Soul CBD. Now, I want to chat a little bit about my favorite CBD line, because if you've been following Boss Babe for a while, then you know how much we love Soul CBD. And one of my favorite products is the Calm Capsules and the Strawberry Gummies. Now, I actually started taking CBD quite a while ago to help me with stress and trouble sleeping at times. And I started getting into the habit of eating two of their strawberry gummies right before bed. And it's really helped me get amazing sleep. Not only do I sleep better, but I also wake up feeling calm, rested, and really ready to take on the day. Also, another reason why I love the brand is Soul CBD products are actually grown in the US. They're organically farmed and gluten-free. And in addition to all of that, all of their products contain zero THC and are tested by a third-party lab. So I really just wanted to pop in here and say that if you have any issues with discomfort, stress, anxiousness, or trouble sleeping, I highly recommend you try this brand. So check out our episode notes to learn more about the products and access our 20% off promo code using BossBabe, okay? So that's 20% off all Soul CBD products using the code BossBabe.
Welcome to the Boss Babe Podcast, a place where we share with you the real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. I'm Natalie Ellis, CEO of Boss Babe, and I am joined by Danielle, whom I have just left, and already I am missing you. So hello there, friend.
I know, I miss you too. We're back to Zoom calls and Zencaster today.
I know. Today is we're interviewing a very special guest. We're interviewing Kia Abrara, and we actually met her because she is a student of Boss Babe and we've just watched her journey. She's absolutely phenomenal. So I cannot wait for you to hear this episode. We really dive into video because, as you know, there was a big Instagram announcement about Instagram is not just a photo sharing app anymore. It's really going to be video first and video centric. And for a lot of people, I think that's overwhelming. So we got into that. I'm very excited to hear it. And today's a special day for me. Do you want to know why, Danielle?
Well, as I'm better at dates than you, I know why.
Tell me.
It is your wedding anniversary today.
It's my fourth wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. And it always feels so much of an accomplishment because, as you know, I got married just 4 months after I met Stephen. And so many people, when we got married, thought that it was like a silly decision and we didn't know what we were doing. And I feel like with every wedding anniversary, I'm just like, yes, we did it. Like, it's something so big to celebrate. So I am having a great day.
Good. I'm really pleased. I'm really proud that you got the date right.
July 20th.
Do you want to tell the story?
Oh,
are we allowed to? Is Stephen over it yet?
Stephen doesn't know. Sorry.
Still doesn't? Well, I don't think he listens to the podcast.
He definitely doesn't listen to the podcast. I've asked him to and he said he's not interested. So tell the story. I know.
Well,
let's preface this with I do have an issue with dates. It's not that I don't like my husband. I just have an issue with all kinds of dates. So I'm just putting that out there before you tell the story.
Well, I think you should tell some of the story. But let's just also say, yeah, Natalie is a very, very intelligent woman, has so many bright qualities. However, her recollection of dates and times, it could really be described as appalling. I have had sat at so many dinners where I've said, Nassie, when's Stephen's birthday? and she genuinely gets it wrong over and over.
And I think I'm getting it right too. You know, like when I'm like, oh, I've got it.
So we basically had a client. I'll start the story off. We had a client a couple of years ago who wanted to engrave some necklaces for us. So we each had these necklaces engraved.
Wait, you call it necklaces, not necklaces?
Yeah, I say necklace. Some people say necklace. Like,
I didn't know that was a thing. The more you know.
No, it is. It's potato, potato. You know, tomato, tomato. Yeah, necklace, necklace.
Interesting. If anyone knows that to be not true, can you DM me so that I have some like ammo against it? But continue.
And if you know it to be true, can you DM me so I can counteract this attack? Anywho, look at you trying to like deviate. Yeah, exactly. So. Basically, we had these necklaces engraved with these special dates. And I messaged Natalie saying, hey, like, what date did you get engraved on your necklace? And she was like, this date. And I was like,
August 20th.
And I was like, why? She's like, oh, it's mine and Stephen's wedding anniversary. And I was like, no, it's not.
Like, oh, my God. Danielle had to actually tell me that. Because I was like getting ready to wear it and I was going to be like, oh my God, Stephen, look how much of a nice wife I am. I'm like wearing our wedding anniversary around my neck. And Danielle told me right at the like right time, so that he still doesn't know.
I was like, that's the wrong date. Your wedding anniversary is July 20th. And you're like, is it? And the worst thing is you actually like were like, no, it's August. And I was like, no, it's
I was convinced.
July.
Oh my God.
There we go. Natalie, when's Stephen's birthday?
September 15th.
Well done. And it took you 4 years because last year I asked you this, you got it wrong. So well done.
I know.
Done.
I've actually well been done. Practicing. You know, when you like assign dates to certain things and you practice over and over again, mm-hmm. I really practiced because I felt like at one point he was starting to get really upset about it.
Well, he probably was. I mean, I was starting to get worried.
I'm terrible. So if I ever forget your birthday, it's not personal. I really know. I know a handful of birthdays. My own is so easy. Like mine's Christmas Eve. No one's going to forget that.
I wouldn't give you the opportunity to forget mine. Like, remember it's my birthday next week. Remember it's my birthday next week.
Is yours August 27th?
No, Natalie.
Oh, man. Wait, what is it then? 28th? 29th?
Oh, you're absolutely useless. What is wrong? It's August 28th.
I just said 28th.
Yeah, after you said 27th.
That was one day off, Danielle. Are you kidding me?
I am deadly serious. One day off is one day off. You either know the birthday or you don't know the birthday. Simple as.
But that means I could have given you like an early birthday present and that would have been like nice.
Nah, it's not passing. I'm going to keep testing.
I honestly was just, I was like, I'm going to present her right now with her birthday and she's going to be so surprised. Now we know. I'm not doing that again.
Now we know you were incorrect. Oh well. I don't even take offense at this point. I'm like, well, she can't even remember her husband, so take her 3 years.
Listen, I'll always show up. At least I'll show up.
Yeah. Okay, so we should really dive into this podcast. It was absolutely amazing, you guys. And if you are wanting to start and scale your business, listen to Kia's story because no joke, she went from $12,000 a month to $200,000 a month in 6 months. And if you want to know how, listen to the podcast. And if you want to know about any of the products that we sell at Boss Babe, which she's going to talk about, she's been part of all of them, Society, IGA, OLS, we are going to drop the links below. So make sure you go and check those out to see if they're appropriate and can help you on your next journey.
Let's see if they're appropriate. I love it. Okay, let's dive in.
A Boss Babe is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise.
Keep going and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Welcome to the Boss Babe podcast, Kia. We are so, so excited to have you on today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I've been excited the entire month.
Natalie and I have been so excited because you are a very, very special guest. Because not only have you built an amazing business, but you have actually done it leveraging the Boss Babe products. I know you're in the Society, you're in IGA, you're in OLS, you've been in our mastermind. And so I just wanted to start this conversation by just letting you tell our audience a little bit about yourself. So where you're located and how you got started in business.
I'm all the way from Manila, Philippines. So to all my Southeast Asian brothers and sisters, so I got started in business about 6 years ago because my background is really in advertising. I graduated from film school and then just went straight into marketing and advertising. And then I met my husband in the advertising agency where we were working in. And, you know, after, you know, a lot of the burnout and a lot of the, you know, the things that we just didn't agree with in the industry, we started to create our own little boutique agency, and we just started, you know, we didn't really have a direction. We just wanted to start something that was our own. So when we did that, you know, we started to serve a lot of small to medium enterprises here in the Philippines. And then we found that it wasn't really that sustainable because, you know, the pay was small and it wasn't really sustaining us and it wasn't sustaining our business. And then we started to pitch to larger clients. And then, you know, at that point, we still weren't clear with what we wanted to do, what we wanted to concentrate on, or who we wanted to serve. And then just, you know, fast forward five years later, we started narrowing down to just doing videos, just doing strategized videos. And then we narrowed further down to becoming a social impact marketing agency that concentrates, again, mostly on videos. Last year, I started to get into the coaching world, and that's when I got introduced to Boss Babe, the community. And then I started with, you know, the challenge, the monetize your Instagram in 10 days challenge. That's where I started to jump in. And that's where the story went. That's where my story with Boss Babe started. And I've been incredibly blessed and happy to be part of the community, getting all of these amazing results, that, you know, it's been great. It's been an amazing journey so far. And I'm looking forward to sharing more of it today.
I love this. Thank you for sharing, because I think this is something to really highlight to a lot of people. Like you said, you know, initially you had a business for 6 years. You started, and when you actually found Boss Babe around a year ago, right, you were feeling really confused and really not really sure where to take that. And so you've leveraged some of the products that we have, like the Society, OLS, and IGA, to really, like you say, niche down into what you enjoy. And you talk about video content. So do you want to just share a little bit about what you found about video content that's really helped you not only just push your business, but also grow other people's?
The main thing that I found with videos is that it becomes a relationship touch point for a lot of people, just because it's so multi-sensory. It's not just, you know, text on a screen, or it's not just audio. There's a lot of senses that's being touched when people watch videos. They can see who you are. They can see how you're moving. They can see how you connect. And for me, I always tell at least my students in my program, I always tell them that the camera is not a camera. It's a human being that you're actually talking to. So one of the things that I find that intimidate people when it comes to creating their own videos is that I don't know how to be confident on camera. And then I tell them that, well, do you know how to talk to people? So being in front of the camera is just basically you talking to people, talking to one person and trying to help that person out. So for me, video is such a powerful tool. I mean, we saw the surge of personalized videos in 2019 as becoming the most powerful marketing tool. You know, people just going on their phones and recording themselves and telling people how they feel, telling people about what they've been using, telling people about all of these things, just being authentic. And when you're using videos, you're actually nurturing your audience in such a powerful way and in such an organic way. It's just a powerful tool that people should leverage nowadays.
Yeah, and I think that's two big issues when it comes to using video in your business for people that aren't, you know, very experienced with it. One is the confidence issue, like you mentioned, and people feeling Like as soon as they get in front of the camera, they freeze and they don't know what to say. And the second element, I think, is the tech. You know, how overwhelming the setup is and everything that there is to learn. It feels like the list is endless. And so for people listening who probably are sitting there and they've seen the Instagram update come out a couple of weeks ago saying that, you know, it's not just a photo sharing app anymore, it's video first and all those things. There's probably some people sitting there going, you know what? I've just figured out how to master pictures. Like I've only just figured out how to pose, how to edit. Now all of a sudden I have to pivot and do videos and I don't want to stand in front of something dancing. So for that person who is getting overwhelmed about the idea of doing yet another thing and doesn't really know where to start with segments or tech or any of that stuff, what's your beginner advice there?
I actually posted a poll on my Instagram, and the number one thing that people get intimidated by when it comes to videos is editing. So the first thing is that you don't need so much tech. You can use your phone. That's it. The second thing is in editing, you only really need two things. You only need to be able to trim or split a clip. And then the second is for you to add text. That's it. Almost every single free platform on the market can do that. Because editing is, you know, the fundamentals of editing is really just making your story cohesive. One of my biggest philosophies when it comes to videos is to keep your audience in their seat, S-E-A-T, keeping it simple, empathetic, actionable, and tight. So one of the things that people forget is the tight part, where you want to, the editing is just making your video as cohesive as possible and giving people value in the soonest possible time. The way that people are consuming products and consuming services are based on three things. Number one, people are now smarter. We have smarter consumers, which means that people know what they want. And then the second is that people are looking for convenience. And then the third is that people are looking for something personalized. So when it comes to video content, the way that you deal with smarter customers is to be authentic, just to be yourself in front of the camera. And I think that's the easiest thing in the world. It's just that we're not confident in our authenticity. So, you know, when you're a beginner, just use your phone. You don't need all the bells and whistles. You don't need all the lights and sounds and all of the tech. You just need to be yourself. You just need your phone. You just need a free editing app, and then edit it in such a way that, you know, you're getting all of the spaces in between, and then you're just giving people value. So that's really it. We don't need to overcomplicate, and we don't need to overthink things when it comes to video.
Let's take a minute to talk about one of my favorite educational platforms, Masterclass. I have been referring back to this platform for years, and I love that you can simply log in and take inspirational classes from world-class coaches no matter where you are. If you haven't explored Masterclass yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I think you'll really love what you see. One of the latest classes I tuned into was Anna Winter's class on creativity and leadership. She takes you into her office as Vogue's editor-in-chief, and it was so inspiring to learn about her leadership style, team culture, and how she encourages creativity in her team. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. There are over 200 classes to choose from, with new classes added every month. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything prepackaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
And what's your favorite editing app?
CapCut. Because it's free and you can do all of the things with it.
I love that. I love InShot, and it's so true. As long as you can cut things and it's the right size, then you're pretty good. And what about, so let's say, you know, someone's listening and they're like, I don't really want to do the fashion reels where I'm doing outfit changes and I don't want to do the dances. I really want to provide value more in a setting where they're sitting talking to the camera, but that might come across as just a bit more boring. Is there anything that they can do to spice up the video a little and make it a bit more interesting?
Well, for me, it's really, you know, you just have to let your own personality come through, because this is one of the things that people get intimidated by. So one of the things that, Adam Mosseri of Instagram was saying is that the reason why they are leaning into videos is because people want to be entertained. People associate entertainment with, you know, dancing and, you know, having this really bubbly personality and all of these things. But Rick Cesari, one of the people that I follow when it comes to video marketing and video persuasion, he says that the moment you try to become entertaining is the moment you fail. So when you try to become entertaining, there's a certain, you know, fakeness to it that happens. When you're just being yourself, then you're no longer having to try. And if you're the kind of person who just wants to sit down and give value, just, you know, communicating value to the right people, that's entertaining. To the right people, to your ideal audience, that's entertaining. So, you know, it's really just a matter of doing what works for you and then optimizing that.
Yeah, I love that. And one of the things that we've been doing at Boss Babe is edutainment. So education with entertainment intertwined, because as social is evolving, we need to evolve too. And what you might have put out in a launch 2 years ago isn't really going to cut it on social media this time round. With our organic marketing, we constantly need to be evolving and changing. And so we've been asking that question, what does edutainment look like for us? How do we figure that piece out? And I was just having a call with my team, because we're in a launch right now and I'm managing all of the marketing that's going out for it. I was on the call with my team and they were like, how do you want us to structure the content that we're going to propose to you? And I said, go away and create a storyboard. Because we might be in a launch for 2 weeks. And so what's the story we're telling over 2 weeks? It needs to be a story. It needs to work together. Where do you start and where do you end? And, you know, let's imagine at the beginning of that 2 weeks, someone doesn't know us, they don't like us, and they definitely don't trust us. But at the end of the 2 weeks, we're hoping that if they're a fit for our program, they're going to opt in. And so what do they need to know? What do they need to see? How do they need to feel over those 2 weeks? And that has been really powerful. And it's something I teach a lot of our clients too, because I think a lot of people get really overwhelmed with storytelling. They're like, I don't know how to tell stories. I'm not sure. And it's sometimes as simple as pulling out a piece of paper and putting a bunch of blocks on there and storyboarding it out like we did when we were in school. And all of a sudden you get to see how much easier it can be. Have you found that kind of thing too?
Yeah. You know, people are emotional beings. As emotional beings, we always gravitate towards good storytelling. So actually, if you see, you know, some of your favorite videos, perhaps, or, for everybody who's listening right now, if you look back to the most amazing videos, perhaps, that you have watched, maybe just in the past 6 months, let's say, you're going to notice that not all of them have the lights. Not all of them have all the bells and whistles of video. They don't always have, you know, George Lucas level of editing. They don't always have that. Sometimes it's just a talking head and they're telling you something that inspired you, something that resonated with you. It's because, you know, people are sharing their experiences more and more authentically now in video. And people can absolutely do that, you know, because it's something that's happened to them. It's something that's authentic to them. They don't need to be telling someone else's story. They just need to tell theirs. And then, you know, what have you learned from it that's going to give value to the people who are listening and watching?
And I think that's one of the biggest changes that we have seen really in video. You know, we used to be very, very high production. You know, the barrier to entry for something like YouTube was so high. Whereas now with platforms like TikTok and Instagram doing their reels, you know, people, anybody can do it. Like you guys just discussed right at the very beginning, as long as you've got some of these simple apps and you're speaking from an authentic place, you can start creating those videos. I am really curious though. We know that like getting people's attention in those first 30 milliseconds is absolutely crucial to getting them into your video and watching that. What are some of the strategies that you've noticed that have really helped hook people into the beginning of watching videos?
One of the strategies that I know of is, number one, using the word you within the first 4 seconds or within the first sentence. So that actually ups your conversion rate to about 64%. So people will click if you use the word you. But if you use the word you twice, it actually goes up to about 93%.
Wow.
So if you use the word you in your video, people are actually hooked because then you're talking to them and you're not saying anything about yourself first. You're telling them how they're going to solve a problem, how you're going to solve a problem for them in that video. So one of the things that I learned from Chris Doe, he was saying about the ROT formula. Results, objection, and time. So for example, if you're going to talk about results, how to speak Spanish, let's say, how to speak Spanish, that's results. And objection is, even if you haven't spoken a different language before, and then time in 20 days, you know, so learn to speak Spanish, even without the knowledge of another language in 30 days, something like that. So yeah, so he calls it the ROT formula. So results, objection, and time.
That's my exact YouTube secret.
Yeah.
That's what we do in all of our YouTube titles, and it really, really works. I love that you called it out because it's been such an easy formula. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's very high converting. And when you start your videos with that kind of formula, or when you start your videos with, you know, I'm going to solve this problem for you in 15 seconds. So if you're telling that to an audience member and you're calling out their problem, you're calling out a challenge that they're having, then they are going to click on your video, but that's just the first gate, right? So that's the hook. So I usually have a three-part formula when it comes to structuring my videos. It's the hook, the how, and then the help. So that's the hook, what we just talked about. And then the how is you just laying out all of these steps very clearly so that the hook is achieved. So how do you achieve the hook in the shortest possible time? So this is where you lay out, you know, the actionable steps. And then the help is the call to action. So the anatomy of a good call to action, it's not just follow me, you know, subscribe to me, or download this and get into my email list. It's not just about that. You have to give people a reason to subscribe. So if you want more tips about video marketing and how you can leverage videos to scale for impact and profit and freedom, then follow me for more tips. So there's that three-part formula that you can use so that your videos can convert better.
I'm obsessed with this. And so much of what you're saying too, I really stand behind, because we've seen it work so well with YouTube and, you know, getting into Instagram, doing video there.
Hey guys, I'm just interrupting this episode today because I want to tell you about our membership for Female Entrepreneurs, The Society. Now, Natalie and I created this in 2018. It's now the largest community of ambitious women and female entrepreneurs online. And you might be wondering, like, hey guys, why did you even create this in the first place? We get that question a lot. Well, Natalie and I were entrepreneurs ourselves, and we had two main problems that we wanted to solve. First of all was we were freaking lonely. We didn't know people like us building businesses that could relate to all the problems that we had, that could share tips and resources and recommend people we could work with. It was really lonely. We wanted feedback. And I remember giving my friends something that they could critique. And the feedback I got was like, oh my goodness, they just don't quite get it. And so we wanted to find people like us. The second reason was we wanted to pick the brains of experts. But that was either impossible, they weren't doing it for one-to-one people like us, or it was something that, you know, was so freaking expensive. We could never, ever afford it in a million years. We were just starting out after all. So we put our heads together, and like any boss babes do, we thought, how can we solve this problem? Well, you know what? We'll go create it. And that's exactly what we did. And we are now the number one membership where female entrepreneurs connect, build, and grow. And we've helped thousands of women take their businesses, just like you, from startup to multiple six figures. We've had guest experts on, such as Jamie Kern Lima. She's actually founder of It Cosmetics and sold it to L'Oreal for $1.2 billion. We've had Brendan Burchard on, previous high performance coach to Oprah Winfrey. I mean, if it's good enough for Oprah. I feel like it's good enough for us. The lady is from Almost 30. They taught a phenomenal success kit on how to grow and monetize a podcast, and they've amassed over 35 million downloads. So why wouldn't you want to listen to them? So if you are really serious about growing your business in 2021, look no further. Like I said, we created it for boss babes just like you. We knew what the problems were because we had them ourselves. And the cherry on the cake of all of this is it's just $37 a month. That's it. $37 a month. That's less than your weekly pre-work coffee run. So if this is making as much sense to you as it is to me, then make sure you sign up at bossbabe.com/membership. All right. So let's sign up at bossbabe.com/membership. And you're going to get access to all of these society masterclasses from these experts and many, many more. Not to mention weekly group coaching calls, meditations, habits, a ton of stuff, and lots of special access to Boss Babe products. So Natalie and I cannot wait to see you in there. And like I said, you can sign up at bossbabe.com/membership.
Back to your journey with Boss Babe, because I'm really curious, and I actually don't know the answer to this. Maybe you do, Danielle, but I'm curious, Kia, what was your first entry point into working with us? Was it the society? Was it a course? What was the first thing you were like, okay, I'm gonna jump in, I'm gonna trust these women and see if they really know what they're talking about?
Well, I was very new in the coaching space, so a former coach actually introduced me to, you know, the world of coaching. And then I came across Boss Babe because of the monetize your Instagram audience in 10 days or 10 days to monetize mm-hmm. your Instagram.
That was YouTube, right?
Yes,
YouTube. Was that the YouTube? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it was 1 a.m. when the challenge starts here in the Philippines. And I was there the entire time from start to finish.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I actually leveraged those exact tactics, and I got a really good beta client because of that. So, I mean, if it's just from one free challenge that I was able to get results, how much more, you know, if I actually join IGA? So IGA was what you were advertising at that time. So I just mm-hmm. like, I am going to jump in. And at that time, it was a $2,000 product. And $2,000 in the Philippines is 100,000 in pesos. So,
oh my God,
that's a lot. But you know what? Let's jump in. And then when I jumped in comes the signature mastermind. And you know what? Let's jump in. I think it was like I started with IGA. I think it was August. I believe. I don't know if that mm-hmm. was August or September.
Yeah, it was September.
Yeah, September. And then November came the signature mastermind. Like, let's jump in again. Let's do that. So, but you know what? The results have far outweighed all of the investments that we've ever you know, I've ever done with Boss Babe. Just before the mastermind ended for me, we hit 200K in 6 months.
That is crazy.
Crazy. It was crazy. And I think a lot of it was just, you know, it's not just the mindset piece, you know, for me. I mean, I battle a lot with the imposter syndrome. I've been very transparent to, you know, to Ellen, to Kaylee, to everybody in the mastermind about, you know, my situation, about what I've been receiving as well when I get on calls with clients. And, you know, they've been nothing but supportive, and they've been helping me, you know, work through all of the mindset stuff, all of my mindset pieces. And one day I just decided to, you know what, I have to stop this, and then I have to realign. And then when I started to realign with the mission of why, you know, why we're doing this, why this is important, and something that the Boss Babe coaches and you, Natalie and Danielle, have always been reminding us, when we started to realign with our mission, that's when everything just started to kind of skyrocket. And then when we went back into it with, you know, with a renewed sense of that mission, then we started to get all of these crazy results. So, you know, we 3x'd our growth on Instagram. We doubled our email list, and then we hit, I mean, it was the craziest thing when we hit 200K. That was the craziest thing for us, because it's like, what we achieved in the 6 months that we've been in our mastermind far outweighed like almost all of our revenue for the past 5 years at that time. 5 years. So now we're a six-year-old company. Wow. Now, but it has far outweighed all of those revenue goals. It's crazy how much of a ride it has been. It's not without its ups and downs, but you know, it's just because of the mindset piece that we've been trying to work on. I think the minute that you know how to work through those mindset blocks is the minute that you know how to, you know, you can power through.
I think that's what the amazing thing about yourself is like you say, you came in, I think you were doing like 12,000 a month at the point you joined. And then like you say, 200,000, we're talking about dollars here as well. And for someone who lives in the Philippines,
yes,
like how has that changed your life?
That's eight figures in the Philippines. And we started sharing our story on TikTok on how we hit eight figures after 6 years, and the way that we pivoted our, you know, our strategies, and the way that we sought out all of these incredible mentors. And now a lot of Filipinos, or a lot of people in our country, also want to learn. And now we have something in our arsenal, something in our experience that's actually going to help them. So, you know, the situation here in the Philippines is that 99% of small businesses, when they start, they fail within the first 3 years. And now it's become part of our mission to flip that number. Mm. So 99% of the small businesses has to succeed within the first 3 years. So, you know, now that we have all of these things in our arsenal, in our knowledge, and in our experience, then we have something to teach.
And education plays such a big part in that, because look, 5 years with no roadmap, right? And then with a roadmap, because the mastermind was all based on OLS. So you had IGA in your pocket, OLS in your pocket, that roadmap in 6 months, you made more in 6 months than you did what in 5 years? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, in about 5.5 years. Yes.
Incredible. I do just want to highlight, I think there's one thing being armed with knowledge, but there is another thing showing up and taking action. And, you know, that's one of the biggest reasons that Natty and I created the products that we have, is to encourage people to take action like yourselves. Like even within the society, we have calls every single week. We're like, what action are you taking? What action are you taking? Because you can learn and learn, but unless you're taking that imperfect action, you're not going to get anywhere. And I think that's the other point of entrepreneurship. Yeah, a lot of it is mindset, because it rests on you learning and then applying over and over again. So kudos to you for doing that. Your results have been phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that too. I think sometimes people think that a course is like going and grabbing some magic beans. And yes, we're talking about our courses here, but we're never going to sit and say that it's a magic course. It's not going to do the work for you, and you've been able to get the results because you showed up and you are like, I am here, I am present, I'm going to be on every single call and I'm going to make the most of it. And one thing that was talked about a lot within the mastermind as well was how much you were always so willing to show up and support other members too. When you talked about the relationships that you've built, it was because of how much you poured into your relationships. I really just want to say that too. So if anyone is maybe listening and is a serial course buyer and isn't completing courses and wondering why they're not able to or they're not getting results, I would love to hear from you. What kind of things did you put in place to make sure that you were doing the work to ultimately get your money's worth? Because investing in a course is scary. It's a big investment. And some people get so terrified about the investment. They make the investment and then they don't do the work. So they actually don't get their money's worth. And it's such a shame. And we hate to see that.
Yeah. You know, I think for me, you know, being a Filipino who invested in such a high ticket course, especially in a mastermind, we want to make sure, you know, when we're operating from a standpoint of, okay, I have to make this work because this was worth a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But the moment that I shifted that perspective to, I have to make this work because there's a mission tied to this. And the reason why I invested here is because I wanted to expand that mission. So if you're tied to, you know, something deeper than just return on investment, then, you know, it's going to reap benefits for you. It's such a powerful thing for us to shift our perspective from the monetary result to the actual impactful results that we can do. I resonate with you when it comes to, you know, treating courses as like a magic bean or a magic pill that, you know, once you consume it, then poof, you have $200,000, you know? It doesn't work that way. You still have to put in the work. So I know, and one of the things that I really appreciated about the mastermind is the high level of accountability that we have. You know, people are checking on you. People are making sure that you're actually doing the work.
I totally agree with that. And that's one thing actually we've kind of implemented within the society and other programs more is that accountability too. You know, we've actually just put in text messaging systems into the society and support there because it's so powerful. And just like you said, sometimes it can be really hard, like high barrier to entry. And so for us at Boss Babe, it's really important that we support people at no matter what stage they're at in the business and no matter where they are and their financial needs that they have, we have something for everybody too. And we can support everyone on that journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to echo that about the society. And we're now rewarding people for like with points for logging in and just actually being on the site. So you can use those points towards courses. I want to go back to something that you said around your mission being bigger than you, because Danielle and I just kicked off another mastermind a few weeks ago. And the first kickoff call was exactly about that. It was, why are you doing any of this? And getting them so clear on the why that it felt emotional for them so that they could feel that the real connection behind showing up and what they're doing to where they want to go or what they want to achieve or what the big mission was. And for some people, it's financial. For some people, they're like, you know what? I'm in debt and I need to get out of that and I need to create some security. For some people, it was their kids and it was the example they wanted to set for their kids and the life they wanted to create for their kids. And for other people, it was they had such a big mission in the world and they wanted to get out there and create impact. And I think it's a really important thing that you mentioned. And I almost see it as like a Maslow's hierarchy of needs when you're starting out in business. Because in the beginning, you might have this big worldly mission, but if you can't pay your bills, all you can think about is paying your bills. And so you go in with that hierarchy of needs, you get your needs met bit by bit, and by actually getting paid and showing up and doing the work and growing your business in that way, you're then able to start caring about things so much bigger than you. And just like you said, I think that's where the real magic happens and the real fulfillment comes from. And I know I've experienced that, and it's a conversation you and I have had a lot, Danielle.
Yeah, totally. I think that it's, you know, I think that it's really important just to recognize that sometimes you just have to see those foundational needs, take that one step in front of you, then the next step. I think a lot of the time people try and take this leap to like the other end of the spectrum and it freaks them out, and then they become overwhelmed, mm-hmm. and they procrastinate and then they don't do anything at all, versus going, okay, I want to make this change. I have 10 years to make this change. I have 5 years to make this change, whatever that is. But you know what? Today, I'm just going to do that first step forwards. And I think that's what you did, Kia. Like, I don't know if you went into this thing, oh my goodness, I'm going to have 200,000 in 6 months' time. My thinking is that you probably didn't. And you were like, right, I want to have this amount in this like set time. But I'm just curious, like, what you would say to anyone listening who is kind of feeling like, do I invest in myself? Can I do this? Do I buy that product? Do I join the society? Do I join IGA, OLS, whatever that is? Like, I'm curious as to what made you make that last switch and what you would say to other people that are kind of like, oh, I just don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge believer in just doing the next doable step. I believe that our purpose, it doesn't change, it only grows. When I started my business with my husband, we just wanted to get out of the current situation that we were in. So we were in an advertising agency. It was really toxic and we were burning out. So we wanted to start something that was more fulfilling for us. And then that purpose of ours, it just grew. It just grew and grew. And right now, the big alignment of our mission came to, you know, we wanted to encourage impactful creativity, one brave story at a time.
Ooh, I love that.
That was powerful.
Yes.
You should say that again, Kia. Just say that for mic drop.
I know, say that again. You've been working on that. Let's hear it again.
It's encouraging impactful creativity, one brave story at a time. All of the things that we have been doing, it's just because we bravely took one step in front of the other, in front of the other. Now, for me, if there's a program that you really wanted to invest on and you know that you can make it work without compromising, you know, food on the table, let's say, or without, you know, getting into another debt that you're not going to be able to get back in the near possible future, you know, you still have to calculate these things. But, you know, taking that next doable step is just the key to it. It's solving the next big hurdle by looking at what's in your vantage point that you can solve at the moment. When I took the step to enrolling in IGA, I knew that I was going to make an investment, but I was not going to compromise payments for my employees. I'm not going to compromise, my day-to-day expenses. It just takes, you know, a little bit of sacrifice when it comes to the things that I want, you know, my personal gratification, you know, buying new makeup or buying new stuff, you know. So if it's going to take just a little bit of sacrifice in order for you to invest in yourself, then do that. I think it's just a matter of delayed gratification as well when it comes to this point. But again, it's really about taking the next doable step.
That is so powerful, Kia. Listen, I just want to say thank you so much for how you've shown up on this Boss Babe podcast. You have shared so many amazing frameworks. I know that people have been frantically taking notes on video content. And as we move into like the rest of this year and into next, and Instagram announcing their new changes, like video is going to be part of people's lives on social media, and they're wanting to learn how to utilize it and create it more. And the content that you've just provided today has been amazing. So I'd love for you to just share like your social handles, your websites, where people can follow up with you if they need to.
Yeah, I'm most active on Instagram because you have taught me the power of Instagram. So I'm most active on there. It's at Kia_Abrera. So if they want to follow me on TikTok, I'm also pretty active there. So I'm at Kia Abrera without anything. Just straightforward Kia Abrera. So yeah, those are my socials if they want to follow me.
I love it. Thanks so much, Kia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is amazing.